for the words here to be made flesh, for them to become more than mere sounds, but physical reality in your physical world, you must pay attention to the part of yourself that is physical in the world. Your communion with God, your meeting with the Creator within, begins with knowing your physical body, understanding your physical body, honoring your physical body, and using your physical body as a vehicle that is meant to serve you. In order to do this, you must first understand that you are not your physical body. You are that which controls your body, lives with your body, and acts in the physical world through your body, but you are not the body itself. If you imagine that you are your body, you will experience life as an expression of the body. When you understand that you are your soul, then you will experience life as an expression of the soul. When you acknowledge that your soul and God's are one, then you will experience life as an expression of the one spirit. This will change everything. To know your body, to understand your body, to experience your body in its fullest magnificence, seek to be with your body in a quality way. Love it. Care for it. Listen to it. It will tell you what is true. Remember, the truth is what is so right now. And this is something everybody knows. Therefore, listen to what your body is telling you. Remember how to listen. Look at what your body is showing you. Remember how to look. Do not only observe other people's body language, observe your own. Health is an announcement of agreement between your body, mind, and spirit. When you are not healthy, look to see which parts of you disagree. Perhaps it is time for you to rest your body, but your mind does not know how. Perhaps your mind is dwelling on negative, angry thoughts or worries about tomorrow, and your body cannot relax. Your body will demonstrate the truth to you. Simply watch it. Notice what it is showing you. Listen to what it is saying. Honor your body. Keep it in good shape. It is the most important physical tool that you have. It is a magnificent tool, an extraordinary instrument. You can subject it to untold abuse, and it will continue to serve you as best it can. But why reduce its effectiveness? Why abuse its systems? Even as I told you to meditate every day so that you may quiet your mind and experience your oneness with me, now I tell you to exercise each day. Exercise is the meditation of the body. It, too, allows you to feel oneness with all of life. You will never feel so alive and so much a part of life as when you exercise. Movement of the body will bring you a natural high. That high feeling has been aptly named. You are high when you are connected with the Creator, and you are connected with the Creator when your body is healthy and in tune with life. You are in a very high place. Your body is nothing more than an energy system. The energy that is life is coursing through your body. You can direct this energy. You can control it. This energy is called by many names. Some call it chi. In some languages, it is ki. There are other names as well. It is all the same thing. When you remember how to feel this energy, its subtlety, its power, you can also remember how to control it, to direct it. There are masters who can help you do this. They are from many disciplines, many cultures, and many traditions. You may also do this on your own with nothing more than your inner determination to help you. Yet if you seek the guidance of a master, a teacher, or a guru, it is important to know how to recognize one. You can know a master by the way he or she teaches you to get in touch with God, by the way he or she shows you how to meet with the Creator. If they shout at you, scream at you, exhort you, and entice you to find God outside of yourself, in their truth, in their book, in their way, in their place, then watch out. take your watch out and remember that this time it's an illusion. If they quietly invite you to find God inside of you, if they tell you that you and I are one, and that you do not need their truth, their book, their way, or their place, then you have found a master, if only because you have been led to the master deep inside of you. However you do it, by whatever means or program, keep your physical body in the shape that will most effectively support you, given what it is that you are trying to do. Know that what you are seeking to do in this life is to express and experience the grandest version of the greatest vision ever you held about who you are. If you do not experience that at a conscious level, if that is not what you seem to yourself to be trying to do,
then nothing in the communication I am sending